Okay, up next will be Stanford coach David Shaw. We'll dial out to him here in a minute and get him online here as soon as we can. All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Stanford coach David Shaw. The Cardinals are home hosting UCLA on Saturday evening. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. And again, to ask a question, press star one.
Any questions for coach? Before we let him go, last chance. Well, we do have one.
Your first question comes from Ashley Adamson, the Pac-12 Network.
Hi, coach. I didn't want to let you off the hook that easily.
Would have been fine by me, but go ahead.
Just overall, your thoughts on UCLA's start to season. Obviously, they've been in some pretty dramatic games. What have you made of the Bruins so far?
Well, I think they're capable of a very high level play. In spurts, they can be dominant offensively, and spurts they can be dominant defensively. I think they're doing the same thing we are, which is searching for a way to play at your best at all times. I think there's no mistaking. I mean, Josh Rosen is proven that he is one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. He's outstanding. He can make throws that other guys can't make. And he's been able to, will them down the field and make some great plays and some great throws. And that Texas A&M game was an all-timer. It was an instant classic. They've run into a couple of a rough spot last week. Didn't finish the game. But at the same time, you watch those, and there's six or seven throws and plays that are just outstanding. They do a great job spreading the ball around. I think Jed Fish is the offensive coordinator. Is a great match for Josh. Guys who I've worked with, who spent a lot of time in the NFL with some really good quarterbacks. You see his expertise showing up there, and they're exciting to watch.
And then just from your guys' perspective, I've talked in the past about the importance of moving on from a win or a loss. What's the sense you get from your players this week as you guys refocus for UCLA?
Well, I think it's been good. I think it's been good. What we do on the practice field has to show up on game day. There needs to be a sense of urgency, which I believe there is. I think we've got very good leadership that's being very demanding. Which, of course, always starts with every individual being demanding of himself and then pushing their teammates. We're much better than we've played the last couple of weeks. But it's easy to say, but it's hard to show, and we got to show it on game day.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Kirk Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
David, I'm asking this in the context of Washington's Dante Pettis, but just in general, when you're facing a great punt returner, some would say just kick the ball out of bounds. What would be the downside to that strategy?
Well, I think when you try to be too specific and you just try to be overly dramatic with your directional kicking, then you get a chance to kick it too short and you're not really playing the field position game. You want to move the team back. So, you go back and forth between doing some directional, but then also hanging the ball up there and trying to make them fair catch it so you can move the field position in your favor as much as you can while not really letting them having a chance to return. So it's not just the height of the ball. I mean, the guys that are covering got to get down there. They can't get held up because any time a guy like that in particular gets his hands on the ball with that much space, they're difficult to tackle.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star one.
Any additional questions for Coach before we let him go? All right, hearing none, David, that'll do it for you. Hey, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.